Welcome back to another episode of Out of the Sandbox. I'm Madhu.
I'm Katie. And we have some stuff to talk about. We touched a little bit on this subject last week.
We did.
But I feel like we need to touch on it more because it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's affecting more people's life every single day.
It is. And a lot of podcasts have chosen not to publish an episode, but we are going to anyways because, you know, sometimes it's kind of useful to spread the word a little bit.
And sometimes, well, because it's like whenever you get on social media or you watch the TV, nobody's talking about anything nice.
Oh, no.
Like, it's all just draining. So it's always good to have, it's always good to be informed, but also to have that, just that little bit of entertainment and joy in between to kind of recatch your breath.
Well, yeah, you need it because it gets really overwhelming. I mean, you can't just watch the news 24/7. So that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna talk a little bit about this and then we're gonna go straightforward with our game.
Sounds good.
Out of the Sandbox is a podcast where we share reviews written by people like you. Well, maybe not exactly like you. On each episode, we will pick a game and we will try to find some middle ground between the reviews we read here and our own experiences as players of the game. So, this has been going on for, what, 2 weeks now? A little bit less than 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And it's been going on all over the world. And
my family hate me now over it.
your family hates you now. My family stands with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been dividing families, I guess.
We're talking about Black Lives Matter.
Oh, we didn't say that.
We never said, but we are talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, I feel like everybody knew that, but I mean, if you're listening years later, you're gonna be like, what?
Yeah, if you're listening from the future.
Hi, I hope it's better than now.
Oh, or we'll be dead.
Oh, don't give 2020 more ideas. Damn.
Oh, God. No. Oof. We're not even halfway through.
I know.
But
anyways.
Yes. It's been dividing America and it's been going on all over the world. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about it from my point of view.
Someone who's not in America.
But I have been in America and the fact that
I saw you in America.
You saw me in America.
I took you we went to New York. Five guys.
We did.
Five Guys was your first American food.
I've eaten hamburgers before.
No, but not from Five Guys. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the subject. Social justice.
What I wanted to say is that the fact that I didn't feel threatened at all, because New York is full of cops, and I didn't feel threatened at all because I don't look Latin.
Yes.
And that's just awful.
We just looked like a couple of white people.
We do.
I mean, I am white, but
you are white, and I am too. It's just I'm not American. And
yeah.
Well, you know, that was a little bit awkward for me to admit that I didn't feel threatened. And well, the thing is, this movement has been going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are a few reasons why that is happening, and the first one is that it's completely relatable everywhere because it's either classism or racism. It's everywhere and it's just all about inequality.
Yeah,
it happens no matter where you are.
Yeah, everybody's seen it.
Yeah, or has been
or has experienced it.
Yeah, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Another thing, I mean, this is a political thing, right? And it affects the rest of the world too, because America is one of the most powerful countries in the world. And whatever happens there somehow affects the rest of the world too. And since we're not Americans, we can't vote.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little bit like saying, okay, you know what? We don't agree with this at all either. It's our way to show America that we stand with the people.
Exactly.
And also, because if this is how America treats Americans, imagine how they treat the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, like, America has been around for a long, long time. And I mean, like, when was the last time all 50 states joined together on something?
Oh, no.
Never. So, you know, it has to be big for all 50 states to be like, well, you know, I want this to be changed.
It is a big deal. What's happening right now is a big deal.
Police brutality is everywhere. Well, maybe not everywhere, but, I mean, there are reasons of why it's not in certain places.
Yes, and why it's happening in America.
Exactly. Well,
you guys are doing it wrong!
I learned that it takes 800 hours to become a cop.
Yes.
It takes over 1,000 to become a cosmetologist.
Something is wrong and something needs to be changed.
I mean, because both of our grandmas do hair.
Yeah.
Both of our grandmas are more colleged trained than a cop, which is weird.
Yes, it is weird. And, okay, I'm a designer, but I work in a place sort of like a police academy here in education. And I've seen what they've learned. I don't know how it is in America, and even though there are cases of police brutality here, it's not as bad, usually.
Right.
And what I see is that there is a lot of training that goes not teaching them how to use a gun, just how to use a gun, but also, like, how to solve conflict peacefully.
Right.
So when I see these cops on videos doing the things they do, I'm like, you know what, there is a better way. We're not saying that you don't have to have police.
Right.
Because that is just anarchy, and it would be, I don't know if wrong, but it wouldn't be good.
The whole police system just needs to be taken down and reformed from the ground up.
Yes, and that is why these people are protesting, and also because, you know, you'd think that in 2020 you wouldn't have to worry about racism.
Yeah.
But apparently you do.
I mean,
which sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. But, you know, the only way you can deal with this is by educating yourself and being open-minded, because I feel like most people are just, well, some are assholes, but most of them are ignorant
to what's really happening.
Yeah.
That's my whole town. Well, I'm in the backwoods of Virginia. I'm in just a small little bowl in the trees. You're not gonna see a person of color. You're not gonna see any black people around here for a good 3-hour drive.
Right.
Because they don't want to hang out here.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I don't either. And I'm always like, I wish that people didn't feel threatened to come here. Because we have a law school here. I guess it's a good law school because a lot of people come from different places. And some of these people are black or brown. And I'm always like, please don't be threatened here. Please don't. Please don't feel bad, because I know you've probably heard some shit that you probably don't need to hear. I mean, and you're trying to get a law degree, you've got enough stress, and then you've got some dumb hick being racist.
That's awful.
But I am for the Black Lives Matter movement.
We all are.
Yes.
And I just can't get it why people have such a hard time understanding that. I mean, saying that Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter. It's just saying that all lives matter, yeah, sure, but we're focusing on something here, and it's that Black people are getting shot just because of the color of their skin.
Well, it's like this. You have two people. One of them gets punched, and one of them gets stabbed. Who are you going to help first? Like, the...
Are you asking me?
Well, if you want to answer it.
Oh, the stabbed one.
Yeah. But, like, if... Like, it's... You're not taken away from the person who got punched. But, I mean, if somebody's stabbed, I mean, your sore jaw don't mean shit compared to them being stabbed.
I think we get it, and I hope that most of our listeners get it too. And if you don't, which is fine, just there's a lot of videos out there explaining what's going on.
To be honest, I would follow this strictly on social media.
But, you know,
well, because
depending on who you follow.
Yeah.
Because the president has been spreading hate.
He has.
Everywhere.
But find Black people. Talk to them. They're the ones who suffering, so learn from them.
Yeah. I've actually felt like I've learned a lot in this past few days, because I honestly didn't think that racism was this bad. I mean, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was this bad.
Exactly.
And you can only see this by watching videos like that are out there, and you're like, oh my god, I watched a cop punching a little kid.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, if someone had told me this, I wouldn't believe it.
No.
But it's happening right now, so you know, we felt like we had to address that before.
Yes.
We started talking about a fun game.
Yes, we want people to be informed, and if you want to help or donate or sign petitions, if you're over the age of 16, you're legally allowed to sign petitions. So we have a link on our Twitter pinned to the top. It will take you to a website that has everything neatly organized of from people to call, places to donate, petitions to sign, what protesters need.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the money to donate, there are loads of videos on YouTube right now that are specifically for the Black Lives Matter movement. Just type in, how do I help the Black Lives Matter movement? And they will be 20 to an hour long videos full of ads. Just turn off ad blocker, put the video on mute,
yeah,
and let it play in the background, and you will be donating money for this cause. And if you do go to any of these protests, please just be safe. Don't wear makeup. keep your toes.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. COVID is still a thing. Bring goggles just in case. Keep your toes covered. You don't want people stepping on them.
Peaceful protests, I've been to a few, and it's a great experience. I love doing that. But, you know, sometimes it gets risky.
Yes.
So, you know, just stay safe.
It's just whatever you can do to help, if you'd like to help.
So, and if you don't want to help, you can always try to inform yourself and be educated on this. Because, you know, it's really interesting what's going on.
It is. Well, we're watching the world change.
We are. We hope it changes.
We're watching history happen.
Damn right.
I know this is going to be in a history book. Today's podcast is presented by Podgo.
Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo.
We recently joined as members, and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience.
That's podgo.co at podgo.co. So we're here to take your mind off this just for a few minutes and talk about a game.
A game that y'all actually got to vote on. Y'all got to pick the genre of game it is.
Yes. So the winner of that poll was a platformer. Actually, it took us a little while to pick a game for this episode. We didn't pick one right away.
No.
we had a few options, and then
we were actually stressed at not knowing which game was gonna be.
Yes. And well, I like retro games. I like retro platformers, and I was like, you know, it doesn't feel right. But we kind of did go a little retro on this.
Yeah.
So the game we picked for today's episode is Spyro: The Reignited Trilogy.
Yay!
That came out in, like 2 years ago. When was it?
It came out, like, I remember that I bought Fallout 76 and Spyro at the same time, I think.
That's another game we have to discuss at some point.
That is, and I don't even remember what year it came out.
I think it was 2018.
I believe so.
Because it was like 10 years after the first Spyro game, which was 98. And, well, it's not a if you haven't played it, if you haven't seen it, it's not a remastered version of the game. It's just like a whole remake.
Yes.
Of the game. Of three games, actually. It's a trilogy. I have to say, I only watched the first one. Because I'm not the Spyro fan here. Oh, you are.
I grew up on Spyro. Spyro it wasn't one of my first games, but it was the game that I will always remember.
Aw, it's your boy.
I know. Well, because me and my little sister, we had a PlayStation 2. My dad bought it, but we didn't have a memory card.
Right.
So we couldn't save the game ever. So we would leave that PlayStation 2 on, and if the power went out, we were fucked.
There's a lot of effort put in that.
We had to start over from the start. And I remember that shout out to Elizabeth, if she's a listening, but I will never forgive her, because the first time that we ever beat it, she had a friend come over, and her friend played it and beat it without me, just so they could watch a movie, and I wanted to beat her ass.
Oh, God. Okay, wait, but let's go back to the game a little bit.
Okay.
How would you explain the game to someone who has never... I mean, what is Spyro about?
Okay.
Tell me about Spyro. This is your episode.
It really is. Okay, so Spyro the Dragon is a platformer, and it's just about a little purple dragon and his little dragonfly buddy, Sparks. And basically, they save the world different ways. You have to collect things in each game. The main overall thing you collect is different in each game. Sometimes you're collecting or freeing dragons, sometimes you're collecting orbs, sometimes you're collecting eggs, but you're always having fun.
Basic platformer.
I mean, it's...
I think Spyro was one of the first 3D platformers.
It was.
Well, you have Crash, but it's not... You can't move as much.
It's more linear.
Yeah. But, you know, we should go to the reviews, because I found a lot of gems there.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hold on. I gotta get through my Trump screenshots. You can leave that in.
I will.
His dumb tweets.
Are you an indie game developer? Do you have a video game in the making? We know how hard it is to promote your game with a low budget, So for all the small game developers out there, we would like to offer you what we can to help. Write to us at outofthesandbox@gmail.com and tell us about your project. You might just hear about your game in our next episode. Do you want to start?
Do I want to start? Yes. So, my bad review, it's 1 star. Also, I mean, there's a trigger warning on this. Just a little bit. Oh. It's not a big
one.
For
Spyro?
Yeah, well, on this review, because it's not a big trigger warning, but I do know it's a sensitive topic for some people. But, and also, I think, like, an 8-year-old wrote this, so. But.
Oh.
Lens Flare said, 1 star, it's cancer. There's a Fortnite reference in it, automatically makes it cancer.
Is that the whole review?
That's the whole review. And 2 people found it helpful.
Oh.
I hate it too, because it was like 3 days after Christmas.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, actually, you know, now that I think about it, I read another review that said something about it being a cancerous game. It was probably the same person.
Probably.
In different platforms.
Maybe.
And something about Satan. But, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I went with another one.
Satan in my Spyro?
I know. People are just... I don't know. If you want me to, I can read that one.
No. You picked one.
Okay, I picked another one. It's a little bit more funny. And not so mean, or, you know, Satanist. This is from Zachary K. Gave the game 1 star. And it says, this game is the Oprah of glitches. You get a glitch, and you get a glitch, and oh my god, everybody gets a glitch.
Oh.
I love the game itself, always have, but it is unplayable in its current state. They pushed back the release date and everything, and the game came out as total garbage, total shame. Do not buy this unless you enjoy completing half of a game, because then it is perfect for you. End of review.
What a time.
I
feel like
they say they
people...
always like the game.
Yeah.
But still gave it 1 star. I would at least give it 2 or 3.
Give it a little bit of credit.
Some people really, really hated it, and there are a lot of glitches.
But yeah, the people who always get glitches are always the people that instantly they see red as soon as, like, something happens.
Yeah. And a lot of people are, like, they get, like, 2 glitches, and that just completely ruins the whole experience. And I get it, but, you know... I also get, like, the developers don't do it on purpose.
No, so. I mean, sometimes you're just gonna have to see something floating that shouldn't be and just keep on walking. Just act like you don't see it.
Yes, we have a few games to talk about glitches. We're gonna talk about that later on.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, I don't think it's that bad.
No.
To make you give it 1 star.
No, and I mean, like, I feel like he should have gave it at least a little bit of more love. Because he said he loved the game.
Yes. Also, like, please, Zachary, learn how to write. Use a comma or a period, please.
But language isn't her first language.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Quit attacking her.
Do you want to go with the good reviews?
I have a good review. I love it.
Okay, go for it.
It is by Diana, and she gave the game 5 stars and said, great games. I bought this game at Walmart, and it is awesome. I do not understand why people are bashing it, because you have to download the extra games. People should just be glad the 2 extra games were not on a redeemable code. At least is a good resale value. Also, if it is because you do not have internet, then you can just hang out at a fast food restaurant or something. So many places have free Wi-Fi these days. Anyways, these games are so great. The end.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna go sit at Starbucks and download like 50 gigabytes of a game.
Walk into Starbucks. Y'all mind if I plug up my PlayStation?
Actually, you know, there are a lot of reviews, one-star reviews, to bring that up, and that is that they bought the physical copy, right, expecting all the games, and then you have to download everything.
Right.
And I get it. It really pisses me off when you get a physical game and you still have to download a lot to actually play the game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my Wi-Fi sucks.
Yeah.
You know that.
I do.
So, yeah.
But neither of us buy physical copies.
No, we don't. I have a few, but no. We go like, for digital.
Our main goal is digital. And I feel like that's the common thing. Like, I feel like people only buy, like, the physical copies if they're buying, like, a gold set or, like, some big, like, master deal or something like that.
No, but I get it that if your Wi-Fi or your internet connection is just not good, you'd rather have a physical copy anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is misleading because you are buying the trilogy and you just get one game.
Yes.
I get it. I think it's fair.
It is fair.
Still, I don't know if it's enough for one star. But, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're still getting the games.
Yeah, you are.
No one's, like, you're just going to have to download them. Which does suck, especially if you don't have the extra room. Like, some people don't have external hard drives or anything like that.
Yes. And it becomes just unplayable.
Yes. Or you have to delete so many other games.
Yeah. So, I'm going with my good review. Is from B-Fi Aven, I think. Cool name. And it says, well, it's a 5-star review. And it says, did I need to spend 30 hours to perfect this game? No. Did I do it to give a big F you to my younger self? Yes. And it was worth all the wonderful hours. This person played 38 hours.
Oh, God.
Of Spyro. I think they liked it.
I do, too.
It's a very nostalgic game for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I cried when I heard that it was being remastered. It just means a lot to people.
I couldn't, like, this time, I mean, I love old games. And this time, I never played Spyro. So it was like, it's not that great. It's just Purple Dragon.
Listen.
I knew it.
Well, because the thing is I strongly think that if a game like Spyro came out right now, brand new, it wouldn't do good.
Oh, no, because, well, it's one of the first platformers, and it was really simple and straightforward.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that much of a challenge. The first few levels are, like, really simple.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, the game, I mean, you can finish all three games. You can perfect them. They are harder as a child, but, I mean, like, you can perfect all three games, no problem. And I'm sure kids today can. Easy.
Yeah, that what I was gonna say that it's harder. It probably was harder for a kid living back in the 90s.
Well.
Because, honestly, right now, I mean, I do feel like it's a good game for kids.
Yeah.
For little kids. But there are other stuff out there right now. So it's kind of outdated.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to be like, oh, well, here is Spyro, which is a platformer, and then, like, here's Little Nightmares, which is also a platformer.
Yes.
They're totally different pools.
Yeah, I mean, games changed a lot. The way we tell stories changed too.
Yeah.
It is different.
Well, I mean, and Spyro has a story. Spyro, all of them have a story, but I mean, it's just like, oh no, Spyro, I, an adult, can't do this, so let's send the child. And Spyro's like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah. He's sap for it. Honestly, though, I did go back to the 98 version and this one.
Classic.
And it does look beautiful. It really...
it is.
It's really beautiful game.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the changes they made are actually good. I mean, they kept the essence of the game. That yes. didn't change at all. And maybe that is what some people don't like. Because, like, it's boring. But it's just like the old game. They just remade it and it looks amazing now.
I actually have something to say about that. So, the original games were made by Insomniac, but the remastered trilogy was made by Toys for Bob. So, the code and the data and everything for the games are gone. They were just, like, lost to time.
Wait, so they just started from scratch?
Yeah. So Toys for Bob wow. invented something that they called the Spyroscope. And it ran the original games. And while you would play it, it would scan everything and give, like, all of the item placement, the hitboxes, wow. the info. So every single thing you're seeing, it's not remastered. It's started from the ground up. It's completely new.
Wow. It's amazing how they got to make it so similar to the original game, though.
Well, look, it's amazing because it feels the exact same.
Yes. A lot of people complain, though, about the camera movement, and I did notice that it makes you a little dizzy, because since graphics are way better,
yeah,
you have so much detail there, and the camera, actually, it's shit.
Well, the first, but the thing like, is, the is first it stays, part... like, it just, they remade that, too, because... The camera was shit in the first ones.
Exactly.
It's just because you had to use the bumpers to move your camera.
Yeah, you do. But I think they have an option there to, like, enable or disable motion blur.
Yes.
I think. So that helps. But, you know, it looks really, really pretty. And they added so many details. Like,
oh, yeah.
When Spyro is just waiting there. And, like, there's these little animations. And, like, his little claws and his tail. And, it's so good.
I know.
I really love that. But, you know, as a game, for me.
Yes.
That I haven't played the original game, it gets really, really boring.
Well... The only thing that's genuinely different that I've noticed while playing them is mm-hmm. the models, like how characters look are different. But the thing is, again, that falls under graphics because this was made in like, what, 1998?
98,
like yeah. Everything was a square and a triangle and...
Yes, but the voices... I mean, the characters were there, because if they were able to achieve this...
Yes.
They had something to work from.
And there's
you know?
So many voice actors.
Is that Tom Kenny? Is that his name?
Yeah, SpongeBob. It's the Ice King, SpongeBob.
Because I was watching yeah. the game, and I was like, wait, what? Why does Spyro sound just like SpongeBob?
Yeah. Well, because he's not the original Spyro, I don't believe. Or maybe he was one of the Spyro.
If he's not, he sounds a lot like Spyro.
Well, he had to listen to the old recordings and copy them.
Right.
From the original.
And if you watch, like, both games, like, their cutscenes.
Yes.
they kept the essence. It's just, it looks so much better.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's so great.
It really does. I think it's a great improvement.
Yeah.
But you know, for today's games, it's really outdated. I think they just played on nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. Because I love it.
I know.
I loved it so much. Like, I have to tell this story. It's not interesting, but it's very funny. So, I always play Spyro with my little sister. We have not played the remastered one because we don't live together anymore. But we would always play it, and we always would sit down and be like, we're gonna 100% this. We're gonna finish it today. And it's like, that was impossible for us at the time, but we were still like, we're gonna do it. So it was one of the skateboard levels, and if you have played Spyro, then you know how hellish some of the skateboard races can be. And that was the very last thing we needed to do to get all of the gems to 100% the game. So we got on YouTube to find a video if there was any way, like, you could cheat or glitch or something to fix it. And this little boy made a video, and he was a lot younger than us.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look for that video now.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he made the video, and he was a lot younger than us. And he done the race, and he showed the clip of him losing the race, but edited it
right
so that you didn't get to see him win the next race.
Right.
Like, he just clipped in the middle of the race to him winning the gems. Like, you didn't get to see him win. So we got to see him lose, and then we got to see him get the gems.
We're gonna have to get that video.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, I feel like for most people, it was like that. It was like replaying something from their childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And that is why they love the game so much.
Oh, yeah.
And why people like me can't relate.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I'm hoping, because they did not remake all of the Spyros. And, like,
no.
They didn't remake the... I have it in my notes. Enter the Dragonfly. They didn't remake Enter the mm-hmm. Dragonfly. And I was like, oh no! Why? And then I found out, like, that was, like, the most hated Spyro game.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like...
How many games are there?
Oof. I mean, how many Spyro the Dragons, or how many games with Spyro in it? Because we're gonna be here a while.
Oh, I don't know. I just know Spyro went through a lot of changes. Like, his puberty probably wasn't the best because he looks like shit on some of the games.
Well, because it's Skylanders. Because I remember when they announced Spyro was being remastered, they didn't show what Spyro was gonna look like. So everyone right. was like, oh god, don't let him be the Skylander Spyro.
Oh, so it's probably like, yeah, that's the one.
Because,
it's probably like the Sonic movie.
Yeah, because like, the game would not have been good, it would not have succeeded if they put that little purple shit stain in the game.
Oh no.
And I'm sorry for anybody that likes Skylanders, but you have to admit, if you played Spyro before that, that's not our guy. That's not him.
That's not your little boy.
That's not my boy.
But yeah, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
You always get that one game that just doesn't feel like it belongs to the whole series.
Yes.
So, what else do you have to say about Spyro?
Oh god, where do I begin? I love... My favorite part of the remastered trilogy is... So, do you know, like, when you get hurt and you have to get a butterfly to heal up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the little animals that you have to massacre to get that butterfly.
Oh, God.
I love their animations. I love the sounds. They're so funny.
Well, but in the new version of the game, there is so much detail put into that. Like,
yes.
You can burn the grass, you can burn everything, and it's just like, you know, you burn a plant or a cactus or something like that, and it looks completely burnt.
Yeah, and it's so...
Which you couldn't do in the older games because it was like a pixel.
Yeah.
A box.
Oh, yeah. So, oh yeah, the dragons in the first Spyro.
Yes.
They are so unique and nice.
Yes.
They're so cool.
There's one thing I don't like. There's just one thing that I don't like about it. And it's... I get it, though, because older games were like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you have to press a button to do something. And that just really, really annoys me a lot. Because I'm like, you know what? There's probably a better way to explain this. But I get it that they didn't want to change that.
Yeah. And it's such a big difference because if you watch the original Spyro and you see the dragons...
Yeah.
They felt different because they spoke different and I was like a baby. So I was just like, this is a different dragon and definitely not copied and pasted. But in the remastered version, it's just like you get to see all these different dragons and it all looks different.
And you can tell.
It's awesome.
The personalities, they all sound different and they all look different. And there's so many details like, okay, so this one is a painter and I don't know, they have an apron and stuff like that. And it's like, it's really cute. It's really nice.
That's so cute.
I think it's really attractive for kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. And actually, it reminded me a little bit of Fortnite.
Yeah.
The opening sequence.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The kind of camera movement. Yeah, the camera movement, the colors, the way they move, the characters move, and... It's really nice. It's very cartoonish.
Yes.
But, you know, I think this game is just aimed for kids or people who have played this as a kid.
Exactly. Which, I mean, do I have anything else to say?
I can say what my favorite platformer is.
Well, no, I have something. It brings out the kid in everybody.
It does. Honestly, it looks really pretty. The colors, I really, really like the colors.
Oh,
and
they're so good.
As you move through the levels, you get to see how it changes. They change the light. They change, it starts, everything is just greener and sunny. And then it gets like a little more orangey. And violet, and like there's great combination of colors.
Yeah.
It's just it's really nice to look at, and still it feels a lot like the first game.
Yes. Did you watch long enough to pick a favorite world?
I don't remember the names
right
of the world.
Don't worry, I don't either.
I did watch the whole thing, and yes, I didn't like the one with the, like, sand and cactus. I think that was, like, the second world.
Yeah.
Probably.
I didn't like the second world as much either. But I did like those guys pulling out their butt cheeks.
The last
classic.
Yes. The last one, though, it looks really good. I never watched the ending.
Yes.
Of the first movie, of the first game, like the 98 mm-hmm. version. So I can't compare it.
I promise it looks better.
Oh, I bet. Those pixels. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Well.
But, you know, there was much more depth.
Yeah.
And it was, every level got bigger.
Yeah.
And probably in the first version of the game, it was like that too. It's just you can feel it. But here, it's like you can see it. You can actually see how deep the depth of the game.
Right.
And I don't know. That's really nice. And it's still a platformer.
It is.
That's really cool. It's simple. And it's not your side-scroller platformer.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Okay. Tell us your favorite platformer.
My favorite platformer is old as fuck. Okay, so now it's my turn to talk about my childhood.
Okay.
Because I was a weird kid.
Oh.
I don't know if you can tell. But back in my house, my mom wasn't a fan of consoles. We did have PC games, but it was mostly like, my mom is a professor, so it was like everything was educational and stuff like that, no shooting. So I didn't get to play many console games, but I did have a really old console. I think it was an 83 or 84, I think it was 83 Nintendo Famicom.
Ooh.
And I had all this, like, Super Mario and stuff like that, Road Fighter, really old games, Pac-Man.
Oh.
And I had one that was, I think in America it was called Different or something like that, but it's Hudson's Adventure Island. Have you ever played it?
I have not.
Well, you have to, because it's awesome. you are... You are a boy on an island, and you have to just, I don't know, I don't even know the goal of the game, but you have a skateboard, and that's really cool. You know, it's a platformer.
My favorite platformer.
And not die.
I don't know what you do.
And it's like,
is it like, are you delivering papers?
No.
Oh.
Well, but it's like that.
So it's like delivering the paper route. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember. I had that game. But no, it wasn't exactly like that.
Like,
it was cool. I mean, there's a lot of these games, you can play them online.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
On your browser. But it was my favorite kind of game. It was like, it's so cool. But yeah, that was my favorite platformer, and it probably still is, because I would play that for hours. I don't think I ever made it past level 2.
Right. Well,
but, you know, I loved it.
See, I noticed, like, when you're a kid, for some reason, the game you could never finish is your favorite.
Probably.
Because, like, for me,
I've never thought about that.
Enter the Dragonfly was my favorite Spyro game, because it's the only one I haven't ever finished.
Huh. I've never thought about that, you know? It makes sense.
It does, because it's just the inner child in you being like,
I have to beat that.
I have to do it.
I'm looking for information on Adventure Island, and apparently there is a plot.
Did you look it up?
I had no idea. I did look it up right now. Oh my god. A young man who ventured to Adventure Island in the South Pacific after hearing that the evil witch doctor kidnapped Princess Tina. And he has to... Oh my god, they're copying Mario.
Your favorite platformer is a ripoff of Mario.
Shut up!
That stillness. I like the sounds of Princess Tina.
Oh my god. To rescue her, Higgins... Oh, he has a name! Must survive a series of 32 stages. There are 8 worlds. I've never made it past world 2.
Well,
wow.
You're gonna have to find it. And play it.
I'm gonna have to find that game and play it again. I have no idea what happened to my console. It probably broke and we threw it away.
Mm.
Oh no. But I'm gonna have to finish that game.
Yeah. And tell me what it's like if you still love it.
Oh, I probably will.
What was your first ever video game you played? I want to know if our audience has also heard of these games. Because the first one I ever played, I have never met a single person that's heard of it.
Wait, but what do you mean? Like console game? Computer game?
Any kind. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Okay, so...
A game, like the first game that you ever played that you were like, wow, a video game.
I like gaming.
Yeah.
It was probably Mortal Kombat. Because I remember I used to go, it was something like summer camp, but you wouldn't stay, like, at night.
Right.
We have that here for kids who don't have anything to do during summer. And, well, you got to play sports, you got to learn how to swim and stuff like that. And there was this little place by the pool, because this was, like, in a big club. Mm-hmm. And by the pool there was this... place where they would sell food, and they had a few arcade games.
Nice.
And I remember that I would play there, and they had, it was probably like Mortal Kombat or Pac-Man or something like that, but I think it was Mortal Kombat. And the first game I played at home in a console, in this really, really old console, was probably Mario. Super Mario.
Nice. See, I've never owned any of Nintendo's games or consoles until I bought the Switch.
Right.
I had never played any Mario's until now.
Wow. 25. No, I did. I was a weird kid, though, because my friends were playing under... PlayStation, they had games like FIFA and stuff like that, and I was like, Mario.
Mario.
But well, you know.
I feel like I can beat you on weirdness for first games.
Oh, yeah, well, depends. What was your first game?
So, the first console that I ever got was a PlayStation 1.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know how I got it. I don't remember any of that. But we got two games. One was for my dad and one was for me. My dad got, I want to say it was like Grand Theft Auto or something Grand Theft Auto-esque. And my right. mom would be like, go to your room, shut the door, put earplugs in, don't listen. Don't even think about your dad while he's playing it. But
oh, no.
She got me a game, and it was the first game that I ever played, first game that I ever finished, and it was called Mort the Chicken.
Mort the Chicken?
Mort the Chicken.
I have to look that up.
You played as a chicken, and it was like there was a chicken world, and then there was a cube world, and one of the cubes came to the chicken world and kidnapped some chicks during a TV interview on National Chicken TV.
I need to know what kind of drug was being consumed by the developers.
I don't
of
know,
all
but
games.
I was loving it. But on National Live Chicken TV, cubes came and saw like hay bales and thought they were cubes, and they were like, they're stealing our people. So they steal some chicks and Mort has to go save them.
Oh my god.
And I've never...
That was PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never met anybody who's heard of that game, and I'm like, Mort the Chicken.
No, honestly, I've never heard of that game either.
I know. If you've heard wow. it, please tweet at us and say, Katie, yeah, I have heard and or played Mort the Chicken. I saw the great chick kidnapping on National Live Chicken TV.
Oh my god, we're going to have to check that out. We're going to have to check that out.
I don't have to check it out. I grew up with it.
Wow.
I lived
Someone with... has to remake this game.
I would sell my cat's fur for somebody to remake Mort the Chicken.
Wow. Wow. No, I've never heard about that, honestly.
I would shave my cat and sell them her fur for them to remake Mort the Chicken for me.
My first PlayStation game, like the one I started and completed, was The Last of Us.
That is true.
On a PlayStation 3. I didn't even know a PlayStation back then. And I borrowed it and I had to finish it in a couple of days because I didn't have much time. So
I remember this.
Yeah, I played The Last of Us, which is the game we're going to talk about next week.
It is, in honor of The Last of Us 2.
I'm so excited!
I'd say everybody is. We waited.
Wow. A long time.
Oh, yeah.
A really long time, and it looks amazing. I hope it is amazing.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, if you're talking to me, no, this game...
I'm talking to people who know spoilers.
Oh, those are the worst kind of people, you know?
Don't spoil
people
it.
People are like...
Some people like spoilers.
Are you talking to me?
No! You just attract them. But some people genuinely want spoilers. Like my dad's girlfriend, she wants spoilers because she's watching Grey's Anatomy and she keeps on wanting dad to tell her spoilers. And I'm like, why are you watching it then? Just asking. But I hate spoilers. Okay, but I want to body slam somebody if they tell me spoilers.
Seriously, though, leaking information on this is just, it's very wrong.
Well, it's personal to you.
The developers, for the developers, for the fans, it's just really not good. But, you know, I have really high hopes on this game. Gustavo Santaolalla makes the music, and he is Argentine like I am, and he is awesome. And I'm really excited about it.
I think it'll
And, you
be
know,
good.
Troy Baker. But he's Troy Baker, in every single game.
Yeah, we talked about him last week.
We did.
Every other week, Troy Baker.
Bless him.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I hope he's having a good day.
Can you imagine if Troy Baker ever listened to this?
Troy Baker, if you are listening to this, please tweet at us. Tell us how your day's going. We hope you have a good week.
Well, yeah. I think that's,
somebody at Troy Baker. he has to listen to a whole hour of us talking just to be mentioned for like 2 seconds.
Oh, he really shouldn't be put through that. It's cool. But you know, okay, so let's recap a little bit. Going back to what we first talked about Black Lives Matter. There is information on our Twitter. Go check it out, how you can help. Stay tuned. Next week, we're going to talk about The Last of Us. We're going to play... I'm probably going to play the whole game again. Because, you know, I've done it like 1,000 times already.
I will not.
And I love it. And I cry every time.
I know. It's like Red Dead Redemption.
Oh. We're going to get to Red Dead at some point.
Oh, I don't want to cry. On national Twitter podcast.
Spotify.
Wherever you listen to podcasts. I don't want to be crying there. If you enjoyed this episode or have a game you'd like us to review, let us know on Twitter at Out of the Sandbox. And keep up to date with new episodes each week on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.